It was the final meeting of Delta Council for four members who are stepping away from municipal politics. The session was held Monday, October 24 at the North Delta Center for the Arts to thank Lois Jackson, Bruce McDonald, Jeannie Kanakos and Dan Copeland for their over 90 years of combined service. The four did not seek re-election in the recent municipal election. First elected in 1972 and having served continuously, except for one term, including 20 as mayor, Cown. Lois Jackson took the opportunity to highlight a few of the many changes and accomplishments since she first took office. Also thanking service clubs and volunteers for helping make Delta a better place, Jackson said the four new councillors need to ensure they represent the wishes of the people who elected them. Cown. Jeannie Kanakos, first elected in 2005 and serving continuously except for one term, thanked Delta staff for their outstanding work, including current Mayor George Harvey when he was the city's manager. She described those who worked at Municipal Hall as a collaborative and creative team. First elected in 1987, McDonald, who served nine terms, described Delta as the best part of the best part of the best part of the world, and he still believes it. Also reflecting on many of the improvements the community has seen through the years, he said he leaves content that the new council has a plan to enhance the city in a fiscally responsible manner. Also thanking his family, Copeland, who was elected in 2018, offered congratulations to those who were elected, noting they are also trying to make Delta a better community. Re-elected Mayor George Harvey and Councilors Dylan Kruger and Alicia Guachon will be joined by newcomers Rod Binder, Daniel Boisvert, Jennifer Johal and Jesse Dosange. The inaugural meeting of the new council will be held November 7.